Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl, I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a bi demisexual girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, ghosting.
Sounds fake, but okay. Welcome back to the pod.
Remember when last week we were like, we don't have any housekeeping?
Yeah.
We did.
We're big fat liars.
We did. And that housekeeping was that it was our birthday.
It was our fifth birthday.
It was even on Sunday. And we just did forget.
Listen, here's the thing. Here's the thing about dumb bitch disease.
We have it.
It's incurable.
Yeah.
It is incurable.
It's terminal in it.
And there is no treatment. Yeah. And we both have it because it's contagious.
Yeah. Who had it first? Hard to say.
Hard to say. Well, you did give me pink eye. Maybe it was transferred in the pink eye.
Interesting. Well, then that means that it's really Adam's fault because Adam from across the hall gave me pink eye. So
yeah, Adam. I haven't talked to you in years, but Adam, you gave us dumb bitch disease.
It's all your fault.
Anyway. Yeah, it was our birthday and we forgot because we are dumb bitches with dumb bitch disease.
Hee hee hee. But yeah, that's it. I don't think we're going to do anything about it.
No.
We both have a lot going on right now, and I think there's enough things that we're going to celebrate within this year.
We don't have the bandwidth.
There's a lot going on, so.
All right. Well, do we have any new housekeeping this week?
I mean, I'm hesitant to say no because
we'll just leave the door open.
Who knows what we're going to forget this time?
As Bruno says,
I'm gonna leave the door open.
I'm gonna leave the door open.
No true king. The true definition of short king.
So true. Okay, let's do a podcast. Kayla, what are we talking about this week?
This week we are talking about the phenomenon? Yes, of ghosting.
Indeed.
It just kind of popped into my head. It felt like a classic episode of like, what are the aloes up to? Even though this obviously is not aloe specific, but just to kind of like something that sounds fake. You know what I'm saying?
It's also just, it brings an incredible opportunity to do a callback to the fish flag emoji.
Introduce/reintroduce
the concept of the fish flag emoji to our audience because I think it's been a while.
Yeah.
And I think those two things go hand in hand.
I agree. I also, I just like looked up ghosting on Google because I was like, I'm sure there's some think pieces about this. And there were, but I also found some very recent political news. So we can discuss that today as well. I don't know if you have a specific order you'd like to go in. I guess we should define ghosting.
Yeah, that's
just to get us all on the same page.
You gonna make me do it?
Well, I was just giving you the option. Thought I'd be polite.
We could do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. Verbally?
Yeah, so you say it.
Okay.
You ready?
I've never done this before.
It'll be rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and then we say it.
And then say it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock.
Rock. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, do it again.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, rock.
Paper.
Aww.
I won. But does that mean I have to do it?
I don't know.
What does it mean? I'll just do it. Whatever.
Guys, I need you to know. My brain is not in the room. It's not in the building. I've had a long 2 days at work.
Same.
I'm not here. I'm sorry in advance. Let's go.
Honestly, though, like, when you told me that you were gonna be having a bad brain day, like, I've seen you so much worse than this. Like, this is way better than I was anticipating.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes, though. We'll see where it goes.
That's so true, King. So ghosting, I think it's most well known for being in, like, dating situations, but I've definitely heard about it. Whoa. Ghost you. But I've definitely heard about it in friendship situations, which we can talk about the differences there later, because I have some thoughts. But it's basically, say, we'll just take dating for the example, that you are, like, talking to someone new, you, like, go on a couple dates, and you're like, hey, we should go out again, and they just never answer you ever again. They don't say, like, hey, no, I'm not feeling it, whatever. It's basically when someone just, like, cold turkey removes themselves from your life.
Yeah.
And you just, and they're gone.
Usually it's when they haven't been in your life very long to begin with.
Yes.
It's not like a your best friend in the world drops off the face of the earth, have they been kidnapped situation. Like, it's like a, we had a casual thing, situationship, whether that was romantic sexual or whether that was just like besties, platonic, preliminary, but I'm gonna stop.
Okay.
But I lost track. I disliked everything I said so much that I blacked out.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a newer, I don't know when people started using it. It gotta be within the last 10 years.
I don't know about 10.
Well, I just, to give it a wide range.
Ghosting. No, I think more than 10.
Oh, interesting. Well,
the term originated in the early 2000s.
Goddamn. It really is in the 20s, isn't it?
Yeah, because if you think about it, 10 years ago, 2012, we were in high school.
Oh, Jesus. That's very true.
Time is a flat circle.
I feel like a lot of it has been attributed to, like, dating apps and online dating and online communication, too. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you want to, where do you want to go first? How about I give you a statistic real quick?
Yeah, please.
So there's a New York Times article called How to Recover from Being Ghosted. I will say I skimmed this article. It didn't, there's not like a lot of advice in here. It's a pretty short article. I would say it really doesn't do a good job of, it's like literally like four paragraphs. Boo hiss. The most interesting thing I thought was this lady, Gilly Friedman, who's an assistant professor of psychology at St. Mary's College.
It's only St. Mary's.
Is it?
I don't know. Continue.
Okay. She's been studying ghosting, which this article says a method of ending a relationship by ceasing all forms of communication and simply vanishing. So there's your, that's a nice technical definition.
The non-technical definition is yeeting yourself out of someone's life.
Yeah. Truly, the lack of tips or really any substance to this four-paragraph article.
What venue?
New York Times.
New York Times. Get it together. Where are the New York Times fact checkers? Come on.
I mean, it's in like the tips section, so I'm guessing, you know, it's not one of their fanciest. So she says, one of the things that characterizes ghosting is uncertainty. Duh. There are emotional consequences on both sides. Ma'am, you're a professor. We can put a little bit more work in. But this is, I find this interesting. Friends can ghost you too. In her research, Friedman found that about 23% of people say they've been ghosted by a romantic partner and 39% say they've been ghosted by a friend, which is very shocking to me. And here's her advice for anyone looking. Find an opportunity to experience inclusion and you'll feel better. So that's her quote. New York Times expands, call your sister, take your dog to the park, go salsa dancing. Do something that gives you that feeling of acceptance.
Okay, well, let me start off. What if the person in question doesn't have a sister? What if they don't have a dog or a park? What if they don't have salsa dancing? What if salsa dancing ceases to exist?
Well,
that's the end.
You're screwed. But there, okay, this article then concludes by saying that ghosting doesn't seem to have that huge of an impact on people. That in a study, people who've been ghosted in the previous year reported the same levels of loneliness, helplessness, and life satisfaction as those who have not been ghosted. And the Friedman said, being ghosted isn't going to cause those to plummet and never recover. This is a bizarre article.
Really strange article.
This is so odd.
You know, I saw a tweet the other day. I certainly could not find it. Well, maybe I could. I remember it well enough. I could probably search up some keywords. But the gist of the tweet was, the worst feeling in the world is being ghosted. The best feeling in the world is mutually ghosting each other.
That, as a previous participant of this, yeah. It worked out good.
Yeah, because it's like, just neither of you ever reaches out to the other person ever again. And no one has a situation where you're like, hey, what's up? And then you don't get an answer. Like,
first of all,
hey, what's up is a horrible way to start a conversation. But I prefer to send memes. However, but if you both are just like, yeah, I don't want to do this, that seems great. One of the many, many reasons I'm glad I don't date is because I would not know how to reject people. I am very non-confrontational.
Yeah.
I would ghost the shit out of everyone.
I do think we've talked about before my thoughts on how bad Sarah would be at dating. And I think this is a major part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's funny is when you just Google ghosting, it comes up with like a section that's things to know. And it kind of reminds me of when you look up a disease and there's like a little panel with like symptoms and stuff.
Ghosted.
No, literally. The signs are how to respond, or the sections, how to respond, signs, how to stop, how to handle, how to fix, early signs, causes, how to eliminate, length of time, how to check.
Like, this, they're literally okay,
treating this like a disease.
Way more thorough than I expected.
Here's what, do you want to know about any of these?
Yeah, please.
Which, do you have a...
How to stop.
Okay, one of these, Google is doing their best with their analytics. How to eliminate when you click on it brings up an article from HP.com, as in the computer, about monitor ghosting. So that one's, so we can tick that one out. So you want to know how to stop ghosting?
Yeah, I want to know how to stop.
This is from resetyoureveryday.com. I guess I'll actually click on the article. Okay. I mean, already so much more content than the New York Times. Let's, come on now. Prepare for the conversation.
But there is no conversation. You're being ghosted.
Well, no, but this is how you stop ghosting people.
Oh. Now I thought it was, well, okay, here's the thing. First of all, it's so easy to stop ghosting people. Stopping ghosting people in a nice way, hard. Stopping ghosting people in general, not hard. You can just send them, like, the skull emoji.
No. I mean, yeah, this article is really less about how to stop ghosting and more about how to have an adult conversation, like breaking up with someone.
I want an article about how to stop getting ghosted.
Okay, let me...
Be more alluring.
How to respond... Sign. I mean, I can give you early signs, so maybe if you catch the signs early.
Yeah, give me the early signs, please.
These are some 10 early warning signs of ghosting from thetrulycharming.com. Bailing on plans has become their second nature. Avoid sharing personal details. They have commitment phobia. Their words never match their actions. No interest in future plans. They keep your relationship secret. They avoid revealing the two of you in public. I mean, that's just all some toxic things, I think.
Yeah, that all checks out. I feel like that's all pretty straightforward.
Okay, apparently, in case you're wondering, 3 days, according to bodyandsoul.com, 3 days is enough time to consider yourself ghosted. I don't know that I agree with that. Like, what if they were busy? Like, what if they had weekend plans?
What if their grandfather died?
Like, three days seems, you know?
What if they were on a silence retreat where they had to turn in
their
phone?
Thank you. Thank you.
Why am I being thanked?
So true. I mean, so there's some information that you could get by yourself. By Googling, but you instead got it from a podcast. So that's been this segment.
The next segment is something you can't get anywhere else, and that is the fish flag emoji.
This is a Sarah original TM.
Now, the fish flag emoji, you can get anywhere on an Apple product. Perhaps also on others. I think they probably have their own fish flag emojis. But the use of the fish flag emoji is a skill I have honed. Have I used the fish flag emoji for fish flag emoji purposes in years? No. But that's because...
It really was a one-time kind of situation.
Yeah, it wasn't used just once, but it was really kind of just with one person.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're ever in a situation with somebody, especially if they, like, have a weird crush on you and you're not into it, but, like, you're... sort of friends with them and you know you're going to have to continue to interact with them.
Friends is a strong word for what happens.
Friends is a strong word.
But all right.
Friends is a strong word.
More like someone you're in the same circles with.
Yes.
Someone you cannot truly ghost because you will keep seeing them.
Because you will keep seeing them. Yes.
Physically can't ghost them.
Physically cannot. And they send you a text that you don't know how to answer. It's either like weird or like...
And here's the thing. You and your roommate have spent hours crafting texts previously to this person from weird messages, and it's just getting a little tiring.
To try to, yeah, we were trying to dissuade the, they're not like invasive questions, but just like more personal than you would like given the nature of this relationship.
Just a very flirty vibe that you're not consenting to.
Yeah, and if they just
and
ask
this
you,
is before that you know your A-spec, by the way. So yeah. Complicates matters a little bit.
A little bit. And
this
so
is
then
all
what you,
also a hypothetical situation. So please, mind.
Yeah, this is 100% hypothetical. This has never happened.
No,
I gotta go. So say someone asks you a question that's just weird and you don't know how to answer it. All you have to do is send the fish flag emoji. Now, if you're not an avid user of the fish flag emoji, it will be hard to find.
It's deep in there, I'll tell you, folks.
And, you know, in the past,
I don't even know that you can... like really search. I'm trying to like, see I don't even know the search it. Terms yeah. for it.
Okay,
tell you
if
what
you
too. Search
if you look up fish, it will come up.
But the important thing to know is that when the fish flag emoji was first used for this purpose, it was before you could search for emojis.
It was, yeah.
And so that did make it really difficult.
Yeah. Well, eventually I used it enough that it was just in my commonly used.
Yeah, we did start it we did You know.
Hypothetically.
It became a trend. Yeah, hypothetically.
Yeah. It's just like two little fish flapping in the wind on a pole. I don't know what it is supposed to be. Because if you look up fish flag, it does not come up. I'm not sure what it's supposed to be. It looks like a wind sock.
Yes, it does look like fish. A wind. Maybe that's what it's supposed to be. I wonder if you looked up wind if it would come up.
I don't know. I already put my phone away, so it's too late.
Nope.
Sad. Will we ever know? No way of knowing. There's no way to find out the answer to this. Nope. No. But I would just like to suggest the next time you're in a situation where you are asked a question that makes you feel weird, but you can't just like totally yeet yourself from the situation or the conversation, just send the fish flag emoji. Now, Sarah, you're asking, what if it's a real life interaction? This is why what I need you to do is I need you to print out the fish flag emoji on a piece of paper.
Build a physical version of this.
Well, I think this one's more portable. This is more portable.
I was trying to have some fun, but okay.
I think you print it. If possible, you laminate it. Stick it in your bag. Stick it in your pocket. And then if you are ever in a situation in real life, you pull it out. If you are maybe you're on a date and you're a little unsure about the date, have the fish flag emoji on hand.
You know what would be really great? You know how there's a thing at a lot of bars? I think it's like, it's called the angel shot, that like if you're uncomfortable at a bar, you could go up to the bartender and ask for an angel shot and they'll like help you out.
Mm-hmm.
You should Google that to make sure that's the right words before you try to use it. But I think that you should be able to ask for like a fish flag at a bar,
mm-hmm.
and they will deliver a fish flag to your table to let your date know, like, I'm so sorry, but they have gone. You're a weird creep.
Sorry, that made it seem like they died.
Well, I mean,
I'm so sorry, but they have they've passed on.
I'm going to bring a fish flag to your funeral.
As you should. Which one of us do you think is going to die first?
That's such a good question. My gut response is you, but I don't know why. I think it's because you have more body issues than me.
Yeah, that's fair. But hey.
Also, I'm built different.
But hey, sometimes the body can be real strong. And then your brain stops working. And then when you get put on hospice, it takes you 4 days to die because your body is so healthy. But your brain doesn't work anymore.
All hypotheticals, folks.
All hypotheticals.
Anyway, honestly, though, like, as stupid as it is, I don't think the fish flag tactic is, like, the worst option.
It's bizarre.
Well, because it's also, like, it's nicer than fully ghosting someone, but it also makes it very clear, like, hey, man,
and it's a
like,
good story.
Something's weird. The like, vibes are off. Like let's just shut this conversation down. Well, it's just, like, how to shut a conversation down immediately, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do think this also made me realize, though, because I said earlier, like, ghosting is a mostly online phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't quite connecting the dots on why, but it's like, it's because like this person in this hypothetical story
mm-hmm.
couldn't be ghosted because you see them all the time. Like you literally can only do this.
We were on an
people.
Athletic team together, hypothetically.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But like you can't really ghost, you know, you can only ghost someone that you're not going to run into. I mean, I guess you could try ghosting someone, but that's, you know, it's not going to work.
Well, ghosting is like the online version of standing someone up, but like permanently.
True.
I mean, I guess if you get stood up, you're probably not going to like continue that relationship.
I should hope you won't. I should hope
unless
you will
it was
not.
Like, unless it was like I was in a car accident and I was in a coma and that's why I didn't show up.
You know what I just realized? One of my coworkers and her husband, he like ghosted her for a while, like after they went out for the first time.
And she married him?
Yeah. I don't remember the full story.
Better be good.
I mean, he's a nice man, so it's okay. But he was also, like, friends with her sister. So, like, how can you fully ghost someone when you, like, know their sister, you know?
That's sketch. I hope the story's good. Like, that's sketch, but I also respect a ghoster, you know? Because I would be.
No. No.
I respect a polite ghosting.
Well, here's the thing, Sarah, is you might be able to respect them, but they might be a criminal.
That is so true. It took me a second to figure out where you were going
this
with this.
This has been the smoothest segue in Sounds Fake history.
I disagree, but
Sarah,
top 10.
I would like to bring you some... Thank you. I'd like to... This is from Washington Post, whose apparently their tagline is Democracy Dies in Darkness.
Sick. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
It's fucking owned by Bezos. Fuck that shit.
I wasn't signing up for, like, that vibe tonight. It's 11:30.
They click Democracy Dies in Darkness. You're owned by Jeff Bezos, you piece of shit.
Yeah, that's tough. Anyway, this is some breaking news for you all that... will be like 2 weeks old by the time you hear this, so you know.
A week and a half.
Okay. Filipino lawmaker wants to punish people for ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
So Arnolfo Tevez?
Yeah, it's like Spanish.
Arnolfo Tevez Jr., who's a member of the Nationalist People's Coalition in the Philippines, I'm guessing, which is allied with the ruling administration, says that ghosting, quote, ghosting is a form of spite that develops feelings of rejection and neglect and should be considered an abusive act. So he proposed a bill. He put it forward last month. It became public this week that it doesn't suggest any penalties, but does say that ghosting should be punished. So he's leaving that open for decisions.
So like it could be like a death penalty or it could be like a slap on the wrist.
Who's to say? The document
you're getting fined $5 million.
Imagine. The document is titled An Act Declaring Ghosting as an Emotional Offense. And he claims that ghosting is a form of cruelty prevalent in today's world. And he says that thanks to technology, the realm of dating has changed exponentially compared to previous years, which makes ghosting more possible. The ambiguity with ghosting, the bill's explanatory note declares, is that there is no real closure between the parties concerned. It says it can be likened to a form of emotional cruelty. He says that ghosting is an act that is mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausting for victims. And said that ghosting can lead to ridicule and humiliation and that victims are likely to suffer emotional turmoil, which is not what that other article said, but who's to say?
Yeah. I wonder if this man has read that article.
Probably not. It's a bad article. The bill in its current form, at least, is unlikely to pass. Can't imagine why. For the bill to pass, it needs to pass 3 readings and garner support in the House of Representatives and the Senate. Reaction on social media has been mixed. Shocking.
Well, so I looked up this guy's party. His party is a conservative party.
Yes. Yeah, so there is, people are saying that they think that they did this just to distract people from actual important matters going on.
Well, yeah, because there was an election there in like May and some rough shit happened. Duterte is no longer in charge, but he sucks.
Oh, apparently earlier this month, this man proposed to rename the international airport after a dictator, which is cool.
That is very sexy.
So yeah, clearly they're just having a silly, goofy time over there.
Yeah, I know things have been rough in the Philippines. If we have any Filipino listeners, I'm sorry, y'all. That shit sucks.
Yeah. I mean, you can find this whole, like, his little bill situation on Twitter if you want to read it. Yeah. I'm just like, what an interesting choice to have made.
Let me take a look at this. Oh, this is actually very interesting. This was filed on Duterte's last day in office. Like, the former president's last day in office. That's really interesting. Anyway, well, introduced by Representative Arnolfo Arnie A. Tevez Jr.
Not Arnie.
Thank you for letting me know that he goes by Arnie. Emotional abuse.
So it says studies have shown that social rejection of any kind activate the same pain pathways as physical pain. And it does reference a different New York Times article on ghosting.
Here's this. Section 2B, ghosting, a form of emotional abuse, and happens once a person is engaged in a dating relationship with the opposite sex, which affects the mental state of the victim. If you're you're allowed to ghost.
Now, why was that necessary?
Ghosting is allowed for gay people.
Finally, gay rights.
Oh my god.
Wait, interesting. You want section or bullet C?
Yeah.
Bizarre. What is this man doing?
It says, quote, dating relationship, unquote, refers to a situation wherein the parties live as husband and wife without the benefit of marriage or are romantically involved over time and on a continuing basis over the course of the relationship. A casual acquaintance or ordinary socialization between two individuals in a business or social context is not a dating relationship.
This makes me wonder, and I don't understand politics at all, but are they just trying to pass this bill so they can, like, redefine what, like, a relationship is?
I don't think so. I think they're just saying, I think they knew that it would be a little too absurd to ban ghosting entirely, so they said, we'll ban ghosting if you, like, know each other pretty well.
But also, like, how would you, like, what would you do? Call the police and be like, officer, I've been ghosted.
And then the police would, like, be like, yo, that sucks. That's embarrassing for you, dog.
Is there, like, a hotline? Like a...
Yeah, that's a great question.
Like a 111? I just don't... Like, how are you going to build a court case on this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because this bill doesn't say... It doesn't really give a technical definition of ghosting. Like, how many days to have to... You know?
Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. Apparently Demi Lovato's using she, her pronouns again.
I did see that.
Yeah. This is also a really brief bill. Very short. Usually bills are long. So, U.S. imposes sanctions on Putin's reported girlfriend.
All right, we don't have to do this.
This is what I'm... But democracy dies in darkness, Kayla.
So true.
How old is this man? 39. He is 69.
All right, why don't we get off the... How about you get off the news real quick? How about that?
Gotta go.
I mean, I feel like it's pretty clear that the reason that they did this was to distract people from actual bad things going on in the government in the Philippines.
Like, the fact that it was literally Duterte's last day in office.
Yes, but I would like to believe, though, that this man has been horribly ghosted and this was his way of coping.
Yeah, look, politicians...
That's a more enjoyable thing to believe for me.
Yeah, here's the thing. Politicians are known for being weak and sad. And this is the sort of thing that Ted Cruz would do.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, this is a huge... This is Ted Cruz core. So... I think this checks out, and it's stupid, and I hate it.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh my god. I found in this other article, I found the tweet that I was talking about. One-sided ghosting is bad, but two-sided ghosting is one of the most beautiful things we have. Just two people silently deciding that they will definitely never contact each other again. It doesn't get better than that.
So true.
Wow. Okay. Well, in conclusion, ghosting... I don't know.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But if you do,
don't
be wear a cute outfit.
That the point of ghosting is that they wouldn't see. What if your last thing is you just like send an outfit pic? You send a little outfit of the day, and then
like
that's
what's that
the last
thing where
they hear from you?
There's a One Direction song where it's like, Don't wear that as you walk away from me, essentially.
Never heard of it.
Well, I'm paraphrasing.
All right.
So if, you know, it's like a, haha, look, I'm hot and I'm never going to talk to you again.
Jesus.
Sort of deal. But I think what we know from this podcast is I am a ghosting apologist.
Yeah.
It's getting ghosted sucks, but ghosting, freeing.
Please don't free. Oh, interesting. Please don't listen to Sarah. She literally has never dated in her life.
Correct.
And doesn't get to give advice this time. I've decided.
I don't think I've ever ghosted someone. Well, not really. Sometimes I've not answered someone on purpose.
The concept of ghosting between friends baffles me. I didn't realize that was something we were doing. And I find that worse than ghosting romantically for some reason.
Well, because it feels like if you have a friendship, it feels more established than if you ghost someone you've been on one date with, you know?
It also feels more personal because, like, when you end, like, relationships, there's, like, a lot of different compatibility things that could, like, make you want to ghost someone.
Mm-hmm.
But for a friendship, like, you don't have to be their best friend. Like, the bar is lower, which means if someone doesn't want to be your friend, you really fucked up.
Yeah, especially if you, like, didn't do anything in particular. And it's just like, wow, so you really hate me that much, huh?
Yeah, that's tough.
It's tough. That's a tough one. I don't think I've ever really ghosted someone. Not in a meaningful way.
That's good. Let's keep it that way. What if Sarah ghosted me?
I was literally just thinking that. I couldn't. I have too many unhinged texts that I send you.
That's true.
If I didn't send them to you, who would I send them to?
Where would they go?
Because, as we've discussed before, I have a number of unhinged texts on different topics, and different texts go to different people. And so if I couldn't send my unhinged texts to you, I would have to spread them out amongst other people. And that would be putting a large burden on those people, you know?
Yeah, that would be really bad.
Yeah. So what we learned today is I can't ghost Kayla because I am so compelled. I have a friend.
You are also still contractually tied to me, so.
That's true. I have a friend who is gay.
Congrats.
And thank you. And it's at some point, this friend knows jack shit about BTS. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
But I at one point explained BTS gay. Because BTS gay. BTS gay. And now, I cannot stop myself. When BTS does especially gay things, I cannot stop myself from sending them to him. And the other day, I was like, I am so sorry. I cannot control this urge. I have to. And he was like, no. I love it. And I was like, good. Because you will continue to get all the BTS gay content. And that's what I would be about trying to ghost you.
Yeah.
I would like to say you're welcome because, first of all, I've now been on Stan Twitter for over a year. Congrats to me. Second of all, because of that, you get very few unhinged BTS messages.
I used to get a lot more, I feel. Yeah.
And now they go into the void.
That is nice. We do need to wrap this up because I am sweating so much.
Sorry, true bestie.
And I would like to stop doing that.
Yeah, I'd like to eat dinner. Okay. Poll. Ever ghosted or been ghost?
That was what I thought as well, too, also.
Yes, but then when it came out of my mouth, it didn't sound right, but it was actually grammatically correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess that's two polls. Ghosted? Yes. Ghosted someone else? Yes or no? Been ghosted? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Delightful. Kayla, what is your beef and your juice this week?
My beef is that I'm so sleepy. And that my life won't slow down.
You're not slubby?
No, I'd say I'm just sleepy. I think slubby has some more, like, whimsy to it, you know?
What about sleppy? Where does sleppy fall?
Also whimsical. Okay. And I am not feeling in You're my feeling whimsy whimsical. Era at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my beef. My juice is that, I don't know how long this has been a thing, But there's been a couple times recently where I've been on Twitter and had my headphones in so I can hear sound effects.
Oh, and when you, my God, it pisses me off.
When you pull down the thing to reload, like load new tweets, and the little loady guy goes in a circle and it goes bleep. I find this noise very good.
It's just my brain
in just the right spot. Would recommend.
I have no problem with the actual noise. What I don't fucking like is that it just happens against my will. I have also had this problem for some number of months now, where if I am listening to music in my headphones, or even if I'm like watching a video on my computer or something, and then I open Twitter on my phone, it will stop the music in my headphones.
I have not had this issue.
Because it's like, it's time to listen to Twitter.
Oh, I have another juice.
God, let me say one more thing.
Ugh.
Sometimes recently, I will be on Twitter and it will be making the loud noises, or I will like I will have it turn the audio on so that I can hear a video or something, and then I'll close that video and then it'll just keep playing, and like it'll just play an ad as I'm scrolling past it, like out loud, and I can't get it to stop.
We do not have the same problems.
Yeah, see, this is why you find it whimsical and fun, and I hate it.
Yeah. My other juice is that I also don't know how recent this situation is, but now on YouTube, I'm assuming with the latest update, you can leave the app and the video will stay playing just really small in the corner of your screen. So then you can go to a different app and continue watching the video, which is something that you can do on Twitch already. And I'm guessing YouTube felt left out and did it.
So does that mean that you can basically listen to music on YouTube again?
Yes, it's like the old days of when you could play music on YouTube, completely leave the app, and it would still play.
Here's the thing.
Big stuff.
I know that with the YouTube extra subscriber, whatever their thing is called, that is one of the features that they use to like entice people, which is like you can play videos when you're not in the app. Like, basically, you can listen to music not on the app. But this is an incredible workaround for the people.
Yes. I'm guessing that they're really trying to compete with Twitch right now. And I'm thinking that's what happened. And I love that for me. Capitalism really popped off today.
Yeah. Well, that brings me to my beef, which is capitalism.
Boo hiss.
Why do I have to have a job? You know?
So why, true. I don't dream of labor.
Why can't I work at a little flower shop, but not like a real one? Like one in a fan fiction. Like I am a side character in someone else's florist tattoo shop meet cute AU. That's my dream job. Like, I'm, like, the best friend who's, like, watching my friend fall in love, but, like, also not abandoning me, because that'd be fucking rude.
So what I'm hearing is you, like, just don't want to be a person.
Yeah, and, like, maybe I could, like, supply cupcakes sometimes. And, like, I really like their new partner, and they give you discounts on tattoos, because they work at the tattoo shop. And I live in that fictional realm.
So like when they both like leave the flower shop, do you exist still?
I hope not.
Okay, cool. So we're just talking about a full derealization sort of situation.
Yeah,
here.
Like I think I just sort of like enter like low battery mode. And then when they come back in, I'm back, and I just get like a quick download of like what theoretically happened while they were gone. So I still have things going on. I just don't really have to experience them.
Interesting. All right. Okay. That's so. I don't think I'm qualified to be discussing this.
What you mean? Your dream job isn't being a side character in someone else's fan fiction.
I struggle with calling that a job and not a mental illness.
That's a job. I'd get paid for it.
You wouldn't. You're not real.
Yeah, and I get paid in crypto, which is also not real.
This is, you know what this reminds me of is, what's the new Ryan Reynolds movie?
Free Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you just want to be a little dude in a video game.
Yeah. Don't have to make any decisions.
You want to be a side character in a dating sim is what you want. All right. Well,
a side character specifically.
Yes, I know. Well, we don't have time to unpack all that.
Well, no, here's the thing about me, though, is like, even if it weren't like a I'm Arrow Ace thing, I don't think I would want to be the main character in anything.
I know that's literally what you're saying.
Like, I would have to make decisions. Anyway, my juice. I have a song recommendation that's relevant to today's topic, and it is Ghosting by Tomorrow by Together, which is a great song. Also, my other
juice. Oh, you know what's a good song?
What?
Also about ghosting?
Hmm.
I have to find what it's called. It was the Monster Mash. Ghost by Scott Hoying and One Night.
Oh.
Bop and banger.
Now we're just listing songs.
All right. What if we... All right.
Wait, I have another juice. That... Because Ghosting by TXT brings me to TXT Lollapalooza, which was excellent. Which brings me to Hobie Palooza. J-Hope at Lollapalooza. My life has been such a void of serotonin for the past 48 hours that had I not stocked up watching Hobie Palooza Sunday night, I think I'd be dead by now. But I just gathered all of the serotonin from watching Hobie Palooza on my computer. And I wasn't even that sad that I wasn't there, even though I had a lot of friends who were there, because I was reminded of how absolutely horrible music festivals would be for me personally.
Yeah, you would not be a fan.
So I was reminded of that, and it made me feel less jealous. And I just received so much serotonin that I grew like 30 feet taller.
Wow.
And then I've been, the last 2 days of work have been a serotonin void, but I have had so much that like I'm still like 3 inches tall.
That's it?
Well, yeah, but if not for all of that serotonin, okay. I would be like negative 10
all feet. Right. Interesting. Okay.
Good. Is this...
We've covered a lot today, I feel.
Is this going more in the direction of what you expected from me for this episode?
Yeah, we have finally gotten to that point.
We got there.
We did. Okay, we've got... I'm so sweaty. This has to be over.
Ugh, I'm so sorry for my brain. I don't like it either. You can tell us about your beef, your juice, your ghosting stories on our social media at SoundsFakePod. We have a new $2 patron who was new last week, and I missed it because I am... a dum-dum. So thank you to Noel Wiz.
Amazing mod of the Discord. Our
beloved mod. I am sorry that I forgot about you. It will never happen again. You are camped at the front of my mind. That's weird. You're not. Our $5 patrons who we are promoting this week are Ashley W., Asritha Vinakota, Book Marvel, Brandon Smith, and Brooke Siegel. Thank you. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are Arknuts, who would like to promote The Trevor Project, RK, who would like to promote Thought Slime, Benjamin Abar, who would like to promote Tabletop Games, Changeling and Alex Days, Kat, who would like to promote StarshipChangeling.net, and David J., who would like to promote Emergent Strategy by Adrienne Marie Brown. Our other $10 patrons are David Nurse, Derek and Carissa, Cinnamon Toast Punch, My Aunt Jeannie, Maggie Capelbo, Martin Giselle, Maddie Potato, Purple Haze, Rosie Costello, The Barefoot Backpacker, The Steve, and Our $15 help. Our $15 patrons are Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote the Invisible Spectrum podcast, Click for Caroline, who would like to promote Ace of Hearts, Dia Chappelle, who's at twitch.tv/melodydia, Hector Murillo, who would like to promote Friends That Are Supportive, Constructive, and Help You Grow as a Better Person, Kezia Rood, who would like to promote Starting a Coffee Trailer, Nathaniel White, who would like to promote Nathaniel J. White, Nathaniel J. White, Kayla Zantina, who would like to promote at katemagger.art, and Sarah Jones, who's at Eternal Lonely Everywhere. Our $20 patrons are Sabrina Hawk, who would like to promote Christmas from their parents, and Dragonfly who would like to promote ending this shit show. Thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears.
Until then, take good care of your cows.
And your friendly neighborhood, Sarah's.